Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Landry. Welcome to Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. We're talking about the Feast of Sukkot.
欢迎来到古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列。我们正在讨论祝棚节。
And you're asking questions like, why is it important for Christians to celebrate Sukkot? And what does Sukkot mean? Listen.
你提到这样一个问题，为什么基督徒们庆祝祝棚节很重要？祝棚节意味着什么呢？
Sukkot is one of the three pilgrim feasts. There's three times a year where the Lord actually calls Jewish men up to Jerusalem in the Old Testament. It was Passover and Shavuot, Pentecost, and the Feast of Sukkot Tabernacles. Three times a year you appear before the Lord.
祝棚节是神的三大节期之一，在旧约中提到，一年中有三次神召唤犹太人到耶路撒冷，这三次分别是逾越节、五旬节和祝棚节。在这三次，你来到神的面前。
And that's why for us, for over 30 years, 33 years, we always bring special offerings. My family, my business plan, I tithe, I bring first fruit offerings of the increase.I bring special offerings at Passover, Pentecost, and at Tabernacles. And obviously, I give alms and take care of the poor.
这就是为什么三十多年来，我总是带来特别的奉献，我的家庭、商业计划、十一奉献、初熟果子的奉献，我在逾越节、五旬节和祝棚节时带给神特别的奉献，周济穷人的奉献。
If you'll do that, money will flow to you.You don't have to worry about chasing it down. If you'll do the right thing, God will do the abundant thing. You can.
如果你那样做，你无需再追求金钱，金钱就会流向你。如果你做了正确的事情，神就会做令你丰盛的事情。
You cannot outgive God. You know, tithing and offerings are, you're not giving it to God. There's nothing, God doesn't need anything that you have because he owns all the cattle on a thousand hills.He owns everything on earth, so he doesn't need what you have.
你不能认为自己的东西不该给神。十一和奉献并不是你要给神什么。神不需要你拥有的任何东西，因为他拥有一切，所以他不需要你所拥有的。
He is asking you to tithe. He's asking you to bring an offering three times a year at these feasts because you need the blessing and he wants to bless you.
他是在要求你将所得的十分之一返还给他，并且在一年三次节期的时候向他奉献，因为你需要祝福，神也想祝福你。
But a lot of people are asking, like, well, what is Sukkot? So I want to encourage you to go and download.
很多人在问什么是祝棚节。
And the word Sukkot, it means booths in Hebrew. The term refers to a temporary dwelling place.That the Israelites lived in as a memorial of their desert wandering following the exodus out of Egypt.
单词 Sukkot 在希伯来语中意思是帐篷，这个词指的是以色列人居住的临时住所，作为他们在从埃及出来之后在旷野流离的纪念。
Because Sukkot means booths, the festivalis sometimes referred to as the Festival of Booths. Tabernacles also refers to as a dwelling place. Thus, the name of the Feast of Tabernacles is used in the reference to this festival.
Sukkot 意味着帐篷。这个节日有时被称为关于帐幕的季节。帐幕也指居住的地方。因此祝棚节的名称就是指这个关于帐篷的节日。
Sukkot is one of the three pilgrim feasts that in ancient Israel required all Jewish men to journey to Jerusalem with an offering to the Lord after gathering in the harvest of the other two pilgrim feasts, which are Passover and Shavuot.
祝棚节是神指定三个节气中的其中一个。在古代以色列，所有的犹太人都需要在收集了另外两个节期，也就是逾越节、五旬节的丰收果实之后，带着奉献前往耶路撒冷献给神。
It's referenced as the Feast of the Ingathering because of the agricultural significance of the feast.
这被称之为收割的季节，因为这个节日具有农业上的重大意义。
As in Exodus 34 and 22, and you shall observe the Feast of Weeks, or the first fruits of the wheat harvest, the feast of the ingathering at the year's end. And
出埃及记第三十四章第二十二节，在收割初熟麦子的时候要守七七节，又在年底要守收藏节。
In Leviticus 23:39, it says, also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of your land, you shall keep the feast of the Lord 7 days, and the first day there shall be a Sabbath rest, and on the 8th day, a Sabbath rest.
在利未记23章第39节又说到，你们收藏了地的出产，就从七月十五日起，要守耶和华的节七日，第一日为圣安息日，第八日也为圣安息日。
You're asking, like, why should we celebrate the Feast of Sukkot as Christians?
你问到，作为基督徒，我们为什么要庆祝祝棚节呢？
I think it's a time of reflection. So let's talk about the booth. Let's talk aboutwhat they would call in Hebrew, we call a temporary dwelling or a sukkah. Why would you build a sukkah? Why would you dwell for a week, so to say, and have that experience?
我认为这是一个反思的时刻。我们来谈谈关于帐篷的事。让我们来谈谈用希伯来语称为 Sukkot, 以色列人临时居住的祝棚节。在这个时候为什么要建造一个帐篷呢？为什么会在这个临时的居所待一个星期？或者说为什么要有这样的经历呢？
So I can just take you into my family, okay? At our house, Christy and I are very blessed. We have a beautiful home. It's an older home, and it's made out of rocks and big beams. They don't make them like that anymore.But to our grandchildren from 1 to 7, 1, 3, and 7, that's Sabanana's house, okay? Sabanana's house for our grandchildren is a very safe place. They love to go to Sabanana's. And so for them, it's a safe place. It's a place where they have sleepovers. It's a place where they have pool parties. It's a place of great joy. It's a place where we cook meals, where we celebrate Passover. It's just a fun place for them to go.
让我来用自己的家举例子。我们很受祝福的拥有一个漂亮的家。这是一个古老的房子，由岩石和大木头制成的。现在已经不再那样做房子了。但是对于我们的孙辈来说，他们1岁、3岁到7岁。对他们来说，这是爷爷奶奶的房子。爷爷奶奶的房子是非常安全的地方，他们喜欢去那里。这是一个让他们过夜的地方，开泳池派对的地方，一个充满欢乐的地方，一个做饭庆祝逾越节的地方。对他们来说，这是一个非常有趣的地方。
But one of the most fun times of the year is the Feast of Sukkot, because...Praise God that Dale Merritt, our dear friend, he's an intercessor here, but also a great carpenter. He's put together out of tree limbs this sukkah, this dwelling place. And we have like a courtyard in our front yard. And so we'll build it inside of there.
但是一年中最有趣的时光是祝棚节。感谢神，我们有一个亲爱的朋友，他是一个伟大的代祷者，也是一个木匠。他会用树枝拼起来一个帐幕作为临时的居所，而在我们家的前庭就有一个院子，所以我们会把帐幕建在这个院子里面。
And Christy and Pastor Sandy will decorate it with lights and palm branches so that you can see through the roof. It's very exciting time. We have our picnic table out there and they'll decorate it, you know, with pumpkins and, you know, Christy, everything's beautiful and flowers.
桑迪牧师和我的妻子克里斯蒂会用灯和棕榈枝装饰它，这样你就可以通过屋顶看到它。这是非常令人激动的时刻。我们有野餐桌，你知道，我们就会用南瓜来装饰它。克里斯蒂会用非常美丽的花来布置这个场地。
And now here comes the kids. And what are they going to learn about? They're going to learn about Sukkot. They've already read the children's book.written by Kurt Landry Ministries, but now they're going to have a real experience they won't forget. Because they're in the courtyard and they're looking at the big rocks on the house. And here they are in this very safe place. And now we get to teach them about the dwelling place of the Lord, about how our people, the Jewish people, we were once slaves and now we're free.
然后孩子们就来了，他们会学到什么呢？他们会知道祝棚节。他们已经读过我们事工写的儿童读物，现在他们将会有一次真正的难忘的经历。他们会记得在这个院子里，看着房子上的大石头，在这个爷爷奶奶家非常安全的地方。现在拉比他们要教孩子们关于神的居所，关于犹太人是怎么样的人。他们曾经是奴隶，但是现在自由了。
And we walked through the wilderness, and during that time of 40 years in the wilderness, we had dwelling places that were flimsy like this, but the Lord kept us safe.And the Lord provided for us. And the Lord would tell us, if you look through the roof of the dwelling place, you'll see all the stars. Those are the same stars that God gave our father Abraham a promise to us, to all the people.
我们会穿过旷野，在旷野的40年，我们有像这样的居所，神会保护我们的安全，给我们供应。神会告诉我们，如果你透过住所的屋顶，你就会看到所有的星星。这些星星就是神给我们的祖先亚伯拉罕和所有人应许时一样的星星。
He's saying that the children of Israel, all the Jewish people, I will not let them pass away, not through a Holocaust, not through pogroms, not through all the times of genocide that the enemy has tried to remove us off the face of the earth. It's never worked and it never will.Because you can look through the palm branches and see those stars, and those stars are there because God gave a promise to Abraham about our people, saying, we shall be like the stars of the sky in the sky. And as long as there's a sun and a moon, Israel will not cease to become to be in a nation.
神说，即使仇敌试图把犹太人从地球上抹去，但我不会让所有犹太人死去，他们不会死于大屠杀，不会死于任何种族灭绝的计划。这些计划从来没有成功过，也永远不会成功。因为你可以透过棕榈枝看到星星，那些星星在那里，是因为神应许亚伯拉罕关于他的百姓要像天上的星星一样繁多，只要有太阳和月亮在，以色列就不会消亡，以色列人会成为一个国家。
And I remind him when we go to the beach, all that sand that's there, that our people will be like the sand of the sea, and that's the promise of God.And the real lesson is this, as strong and beautiful as Sabanana's house is with rocks and big beams, this Sukkot is symbolic of being able to trust the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he is more trustworthy than rocks and stones. He's more trustworthy than anything man can build. And that's why the scripture says in Psalm 91 that he who dwells in the secret place, which is like a tabernacle,of the Most High, that he'll be safe under the shadow of his wing.
我提醒他们，当我们去海滩的时候，犹太人会像大海的沙子一样繁多，因为这是神的应许。祝棚节真正可以学到的是，在这坚固而美丽、有岩石和大木头的爷爷奶奶的房子，这个祝棚节就是要相信创造宇宙天地万物的神亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，比任何坚固的岩石更值得信赖，它比人类所能建造的任何东西更值得信赖。这就是为什么圣经在诗篇91篇中说，住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
And we share all of that. This is a festive time when they get to understand that God and in the flimsiness of that dwelling place is safer and more powerful than a rock house. It's a very great story.
至高者隐秘处，就是在神的帐幕下，在神的荫下是安全的。这是一个值得庆祝的时刻，以色列人开始了解神。帐幕是临时的居所，但比岩石房子更加安全和强大。这是一个非常伟大的故事。
You can celebrate it. Why Christians celebrate it? Scripture says that Jesus is our rock. He is our abiding place. If John 15, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you shall bear much fruit. So I think that that's a little bit of a long answer, but that's kind of how I feel about it from my own heart. I think it's something you want to celebrate as well.
为什么基督徒要庆祝祝棚节呢？圣经说耶稣是我们的磐石，他是我们永远的居所。约翰福音第十五章第五节说道，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。所以我认为，虽然这是一个有点长的回答，但是我内心的感受，我想这也是你想庆祝这个节期的事。
Let's see, your next question is, what are the benefits of celebrating Sukkot? Well,
你的下一个问题是，庆祝祝棚节有什么好处呢？
I'm going to go into Malachi chapter 3 because it is one of the pilgrim feasts. You know, three times a year, the Lord asks us to bring special offerings. And that's Passover, Pentecost, which is Sukkot, and Tabernacles, which is, Shavuot and Tabernacles, which is Sukkot.
我要进入马拉基书第三章，因为这是神的三大节期之一。你知道一年三次神让我们带上特别的奉献，那三次就是逾越节、五旬节和祝棚节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 4 it says, and the offering of Judah in Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord as the days of old, as in the former years, andThose offerings as of ancient of days is restoring the revelation that you're receiving right now.
马拉基书第三章第四节说，那时犹大和耶路撒冷所献的供物必蒙耶和华悦纳，仿佛古时之日，上古之年。这些奉献从远古时代开始，正在恢复你现在正在领受的启示。
The Lord is restoring to you the tithes.To where you understand that he doesn't need your finances, but you need the blessing. He's restoring special offerings, first fruits. You hear a lot of people speaking about it because God is awakening us, preparing us for the end time battle over the finances.
主正在恢复你的十一奉献，让你明白他不需要你的金钱，但你需要祝福。神在恢复节期特别的奉献，在恢复初熟果实的奉献。因为神正在唤醒我们，让我们为末世的财务之战做好预备。
And the best way to be able to battle the economic war that we're in right now is with biblical principles.
打赢一场我们现在所处的经济征战的最好的方法，就是遵循圣经的财务原则。
So if you read in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, it says, will a man rob God? He says, you've robbed me. And you say, in which way have we robbed you? And it says, in tithes and offerings, not just tithes. So there's a lack of understanding. But the benefit of sowing a seed at Sukkot is this. It says, if you bring your tithes into the storehouse, that there'll be food in my house. And then the Lord...It actually allows us to be able to say, he says, and try me in this, says the Lord. So you can actually try or test him. And it says, if I will not open the windows of heaven. So the first...
如果你读马拉基书第三章第八节说，人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物。你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。所以不只是十一奉献，还有当献的供物。人们对撒种缺乏了解。在祝棚节撒种的好处是这样的：马拉基书第三章第十节，万军之耶和华说：“你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。”
Benefit of Sukkot is opening the windows of heaven, meaning that true prosperity is being able to see what God sees and say what God says. And I will pour out such a blessing. The blessing is the networks and the ability to have favor with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that after the Lord shows you something that you actually have the people to bring it to fruition. And it says, and there will not be room enough to receive it. So the Lord's going to fill your storehouse with more than enough so that you can be a blessing to those who have lack.
所以祝棚节献祭的第一个好处就是敞开天上的窗户。真正的丰盛是能够看到神所看到的，说出神所说的话。经文中说，我会倾福于你们。神的祝福是让你获得智慧、知识、理解的网络和能力。在主向你展示一些东西之后，实际上有人来实现它。经文中还提到，甚至无处可容，所以神会用足够多的东西填满你的储藏室，这样你就可以成为那些匮乏者的祝福。
And then verse 11 says, And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So that means that spiritual warfare will be lessened because of your tithes and offering and the offering during Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles, Sukkot.That why you're asking what are the benefits? The benefits are that the Lord will rebuke the devourer so that, so to say, like the canker worm and all the different grasshoppers won't eat your crop.
然后第十一节说，我必为你们斥责蝗虫，因此这意味着属灵的征战将会减少，因为你的十一奉献以及逾越节、五旬节和祝棚节的奉献。所以你问，这有什么好处呢？好处就是神会斥责吞食者，也就是说，像蛀虫、蚱蜢那些就不会来吃你的庄稼。
Okay, and it goes on to say, so that they will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall your vine fail to bear fruit in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all the nations will call you blessed, and you'll be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts.So those are just some of the blessings of open heaven, rebuke the devourer, have more than enough, and have favor to be able to complete your assignment. And all that's good, and I praise the Lord for it. And I've been living this way, and we are, as a family in a ministry, a living testimony that that's true.
万军之耶和华说，不容他毁坏你们的土产，你们田间的葡萄树在未熟以先也不掉果子。万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。所以这些是来自敞开天门后的祝福，斥责吞噬者，使你们的粮仓绰绰有余，有神的恩典能够完成你的任务和一切，这些都很好。为此我赞美神，因为我一直以这样的方式生活着。我们作为一个家庭，在事工中是活生生的见证，这是真实的。
But you're asking me, what is the biggest benefit of celebrating Sukkot? For me, it's about relationship. It's to me, it's kind of like a wedding feast.
你问我庆祝祝棚节最大的好处是什么？对我来说是关系，更像是婚宴。
Recently, the Lord gave me a word on full circle. And he said, things are coming full circle. And so one of the things the Lord did on my last birthday is our kids purchased a trip for us, for Christy and I, to go back to where I was conceived, which is around the Napa Valley area.And of course, I was saved from an abortion because my parents couldn't marry because one was Jew and one Catholic, and that prejudice, the family wouldn't allow him to marry.
最近神给了我一句话叫回到本垒。神说事情又回到了原点。所以神在我上一个生日的时候所做的一件事情就是当时我们的孩子为我的妻子克里斯蒂和我安排了一次旅行。我回到我出生的地方就是在纳帕谷附近。当时我有幸免于被堕胎因为我的父母是一个是犹太人一个是天主教徒。在那个充满偏见的时代家人们并不允许他们结婚。
But then where we met was just, so to say, up the road from Napa at Lake Tahoe. And so we took a trip this last year, full circle, where we went to Napa, and then we went to Lake Tahoe. And the thing that was interesting about this chance meeting in the parking lot behind Harris Casino, here's this beautiful young girl, you know, from Oklahoma coming to get a job for the summer. She was going to OU, and a lot of the OU students would go out for the summer and make money to help pay tuition. So they would come to the casino, and then I had moved up there from Los Angeles, and I was working, and I had a job at that time driving a parking van and taking employees from the back of the casino to the employee parking lot, which was quite a distance.
我和妻子相遇的地方就是在纳帕谷过去的太浩湖。去年我们就去那边走了一圈。有趣的是，我和妻子的偶遇发生在赌场后面的一个停车场。我的妻子当时是非常年轻漂亮的一个女孩，来自奥克拉荷马州，当时在找一份在夏天假期里的工作。当时很多学生会在暑假里出来赚钱支付学费，所以他们会来赌场工作。那时我正好从洛杉矶搬到那里，我在工作，把员工从赌场后面带到员工的停车场，这是一段相当长的距离。
And as I was driving, I remember I looked out of the right side and I saw this beautiful strawberry blonde hair and this young girl. And I knew immediately something that there was like a bolt of lightning, if you want to say it. It was like, I knew that she was the one somehow. And the only other time I've had something that incredible happen to me was in a bathtub. In 1989, where Jesus showed up and saved me, and I knew he was the one.
当我在开车的时候，我记得从右边往外看，我看到了这个美丽的草莓卷金发女孩。我立刻意识到她就是我的真爱。另外，我唯一一次遇到的一件不可思议的事情是在1989年的时候，我在浴缸里与耶稣相遇，耶稣出现并且让我得救了。
So what happens to me at Sukkot? Personally, I got saved during Sukkot. I met my bride during Sukkot 48 years ago. And it's just a special time to be able to say to the Lord, thank you for your divine authority to choose me and to order my steps.
那么对于我来说，祝棚节意味着什么呢？我在祝棚节得救，我在48年前的祝棚节遇到了我的新娘，这都是特殊的时刻。我对神说，谢谢你，谢谢你神圣的权柄来选择我，并且定我的脚步。
And I want to take this week and I want to make proclamation that I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And I thank you for this year. I thank you for the awakening of Rosh Hashanah.I thank you for what you've done at Yom Kippur, forgiving and washing away my sins every day. But I want to thank you for your covenant, your marriage covenant, your bridegroom. And I make a choice in Yeshua's name, and I pray you would agree with this prayer.
我想利用这一周宣告我将住在至高者的隐秘处。神，我感谢你整整一年来对我的带领。我感谢你在犹太新年的时候唤醒了我，感谢你在赎罪日原谅我并洗去我的罪。我要感谢你与我立的盟约，这是婚姻的盟约，你就是我的新郎。接下来请你们一起和我来认同下面的祷告。
The Father God, I would be that wise virgin. I would, so to say, go to sleep with the full armor of God, my bride's dress, my robe of righteousness. And Lord, that I'd keep my lamp full of oil, and I'd keep my whip trim, and I'd keep my ear attentive even when I sleep, so that when the trumpet blasts, I will wake up and I will proclaim, Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
父神，我会是那个聪明的童女，我会穿着新娘的衣服，带着神公义的外袍去睡觉。神啊，我保持我的灯油是满满的，我会保持自己的样子，即使在睡觉的时候，我会保持耳朵的专注。当号角吹响的时候，我会醒来，宣告说，看哪，新郎进来了。
Behold, the bridegroom cometh. So you ask, what is Why is Sukkot special? That's why. It's a special time to really focus on him and say, thank you, God, for sending your son to love me enough to save me.
当你问为什么祝棚节很特别的时候，这就是为什么。这是一个很特别的时刻来关注神，并且说，感谢神，你差派你的儿子来爱我，拯救我。神祝福你们，平安。